Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. I am super excited. We're in the Christmas season, and you know, I love Christmas music. Well, welcome back. I hope your Thanksgiving was all you desired and more. I hope you broke bread with your family, and I hope you enjoyed yourself. Wow, I know God is good. God is good all the time. We're going to get started with some great Christmas music, and then we're going to get started to hear our Queen Arlene pray us in and do her meditation. What a blessing and a gift to the planet. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Love Journey. We're going to start off with Glorify the King by Kim.
Sometimes I fail to see you're the reason that I believe. You sacrificed your love for me in spite of all the bad decisions that I make. And this is why I say I will glorify the King, the one that I adore, when no other heart could ever love me more. You magnify your life in me with no regard for all the promises I break. And this is why I say I will glorify the King.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. And this happy holidays, family. Happy holidays. We're going to invite Queen in, Arlene Cahet, to get us started on this Monday morning. Good morning. Good morning, Queen.
Good morning. Good morning and good morning, family. So we are going to go ahead and get started. And first, I want you to close your eyes if you're able to and take 3 cleansing breaths and go ahead and inhale and exhale. time breathing in that primordial essence from which we were created from. Go ahead and inhale. And exhale. One more time. Inhale. And exhale. Now, in your mind's eye, I want you to see a golden beam of light that's coming from the source of creation. And I want you to feel it coming down and permeating through the crown of your head. And everywhere that this light touches brings every energetic aspect of yourself into complete alignment with the divine I am. Feel it permeating every cell inside and outside of your head. Just feel it come down your face. And every energetic aspect of yourself is brought into complete alignment with the divine I am. You have it come down your chin and your neck, this golden beam of light. Everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am peace. Now feel it come down your shoulders and your chest. Feel it come down your arms. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the divine I am. Everywhere that this light touches brings every energetic aspect of yourself into complete alignment with the source of creation. Feel it go down your arms to your fingertips, your torso, bringing every energetic aspect of yourself, physical and non-physical, into complete alignment with the source of creation. And everywhere this light touches, brings every energetic aspect of yourself into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now feel that golden beam of light go down your hips, thighs, bringing every energetic aspect of yourself inside and out into complete alignment with the divine I am. Feel it go down your knees and your calves. Feel it go down your legs to your feet, the soles of your feet. And go to the center of the earth. See it go through the layers of the earth to the very center of the earth. And allow yourself to stay here for a moment and ask the body, what does it feel like to my body to be whole? Go ahead and anchor that in. What does it feel like to my body to be complete? Go ahead and anchor that in. What does it feel like to my body to be whole, perfect, and complete. Go ahead and anchor that in. What does it feel like to my body to be I am divine love? Go ahead and anchor that in. What does it feel like to my body to be the embodiment of joy? Go ahead and anchor that in. What does it feel like to your body to be peace? Go ahead and anchor that in. Allow every energetic aspect of yourself to resonate with all of those questions. Now, golden beam of light make its way back to you from the center of the earth, through the earth layers, and up to the soles of your feet. And every energetic aspect of yourself is in alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now feel it go up your legs and your calves, up to your knees. And every energetic aspect of yourself is in complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now feel that golden beam of light come up your thighs and your hips, your fingertips, and up your torso. And every energetic aspect of yourself is in complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am. Now feel that golden beam of light come up your arms, up your chest, to your shoulders, and every energetic aspect of yourself is in complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am. You'll see that golden beam of light go up your neck, up your chin, your face, inside and out, every energetic aspect of yourself is brought or is in complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now see it go up your head, through the crown of your head, and let it just stay here for a moment. Now ask your body, what does it feel like to amplify I am whole? Feel like to your body to amplify I am whole. what does it feel like to your body to amplify, I am complete? What does it feel like to your body to amplify, I am, does it feel like to your body to amplify, I am perfect? What does it feel like to your body to amplify, I am perfect? What does it feel like to your body to amplify, I am divine love? What does it feel like to your body to amplify, I am divine love? What does it feel like to your body to amplify, I am the embodiment of joy? What does it feel like to your body to amplify, I am the embodiment of joy? Does it feel like to your body to amplify, I am peace? What does it feel like to your body to amplify, I am peace? Let all of that anchor in, and you will take this amplification out into the world. Now, allow that golden beam of light. Allow that golden beam of light to expand out through your aura, through your bioenergetic field. And every energetic aspect of yourself is brought into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now, let that golden beam of light expand out to your family and to your community. And every energetic aspect of where this light touches brings everything into alignment, into I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now, allow that golden beam of light to expand out to our nation. And everywhere this light touches brings the nation into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. Now, allow that golden beam of light to expand out through our world. And everywhere this light touches brings the world and its peoples and every energetic form on the planet into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am peace. Father, Mother, God, illuminate the divine I am within us. Let us operate within the consciousness that you would have us operate in. Let humanity and its leaders around the world be transformed and operate at the consciousness that you would have them operate at. Let everyone see themselves as whole, perfect, and complete. Bring healing and wholeness to our minds, our bodies, and spirit. Bring healing and wholeness to our finances. Bring healing and wholeness to our relationships. Reveal to us what needs to be changed and released. Infuse us with the courage to do what is necessary to change. Dissolve the fear, dissolve the doubt, dissolve the resistance, dissolve the feelings of undeservedness. Let us stand and feel the absolute knowing that all is well. All is well. Let us stand and feel your presence. Let the illumination of your grace fill us. Let us step into your dream of what our lives should look like. Help us to surrender to you, God. Let us resonate with the wholeness, perfectness, and completeness of the I Am. If there is anything missing from this prayer, please take it out of our consciousness and put it on thy altar seat and make it manifest to your divine will. And I say this through the consciousness of Christ. Amen, Ashe, and so it is.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Arlene.
You're quite welcome. And yes. Thank you for allowing me to be of service.
You are more than welcome. You are more than welcome. I know that you're placing it on YouTube, and you want to give us more information?
Yes. For those who want to continue the meditation throughout the week, you can look up the meditation. It is called I Am Whole, I Am Perfect, I Am Complete Meditation. The name under which I have it under is Arlene Cahet, or you can look it up under Healing Paradigms on YouTube. If there's anybody who is interested in having a consult with me or having an energy session with me, you can reach me at area code 973-885-6930. Again, that number is area code 973-885-6930. Or you can reach out to me through Facebook. I am Arlene Cahet. That's K-A-H-E-T. And, I have a very blessed week. Just know that the work that you are doing here is transforming the world. And we are able to see it in small ways, but just begin to notice how people respond to you differently because of the prayer, because it does have this tendency to have a bit of an immediate effect on yourself as well as your environment.
All right. Thank you so much, Arlene. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to start off. You know, this is the Christmas season, and you know I love, love, love Christmas music. Welcome again to The Love Journey. I am Janine Ingram, and that was Arlene Cahet. And we're going to move right into our lifestyle of the rich and not so famous. We're going to go into it with a song by Helen Baylor, Mary, Did You Know?
Your baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know come to make you new. This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. Yes, this is the Love Journey. They call it a prayer line. I call it an experience, a love experience. That was Helen Baylor right here on the Love Journey. Yes, Mary, did you know? Yes, you know, it's the Christmas season, family. And I just want to know, would you be mad for Christmas? Oh, yes, I love, love, love the season of giving, the season where love is in the air. The spirit is of just family. I love, 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 absolutely love this season of the year. I'm just super excited about today's lifestyle of the rich and not so famous. Because not only is this young lady an anomaly, but she happens to be African-American and she happens to be suburbs of Chicago. Her name is Carla Hollingworth Johnson. And her family moved here from Mississippi. She was born in 1965. And Carla happened to be working in retail when she was 30-something years old back in 1997. And a guy walked into the store. She was helping him in his retail purchase. Enjoys the opportunity to be in her presence, that he gave her some ideas about investing in stock. And so he told her to just take $1,000 and invest in Amazon back in 1997. In 1997, the stock price of Amazon was about $18 a share. Today, Amazon has split 3 times since 1997, and today her worth is a whopping, just $1,000 investment, family. Woo! I wish somebody would have told me to do this. $2.9 million, just from $1,000 investment back in 1997. Even if you had invested $1,000 in 2013, it still would be worth $236,635 right now. Wow. If we had just in July 2015 put $1,000, you know how much it would be worth? $350,000. Just 2 short years later, it increased 48%. So today, we're going to talk about two things, two people, because we talked about Carla Hollingworth Johnson, who grew up on the south side of Chicago, who worked in retail, met a guy. She did exactly what he told her to do, which was the only investment she said she ever made was the $1,000 in Amazon back in 1997. You see, it was only $18 a share. Today it's worth $780 a share, with it having to be split 3 times from the time she bought it into today. And what's interesting is she hadn't even really paid attention to it. And one day she looked up, she said not too long ago, and she looked at her stocks and she couldn't believe that she was a millionaire. She couldn't believe it. Family. Money is energy. Let's talk about the guy who started. His name is Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is the founder and chief executive of Amazon in 2013. He just purchased the Washington Post in 2013. He was born on January 12th, 1964. In Albuquerque, New Mexico. He had an early love of computers. He studied computer science, electrical engineering at Princeton University, and after graduation, he worked on Wall Street. And in 1990, he became the youngest senior vice president at the investment firm B.E. Shaw. 4 years later, he quit his lucrative job to open up Amazon.com. But listen to this, family. He quit his job because he went to his boss and said, I got this major idea. And his boss told him, guess what his boss told him? I don't pay you to think. I pay you to work. I know his boss is slapping himself upside the head every day when he even sees Jeff Bezos' name on Amazon. Because he brought this Amazon idea to his boss. His boss told him, I don't pay you to think. I pay you to work. So he quit his lucrative job to open up Amazon.com, a virtual bookstore that became one of the Internet's biggest success stories in 2013. You see, Bezos just purchased the Washington Post for $250 million in 2013. He was born to a teenage mother. Yes, a teenage mother, Jacqueline Glees Georgeson, and his biological father, Ted Georgeson. They were married less than a year. When Bezos was 4 years old, his mother remarried to a Cuban immigrant, Mike Bezos. And as a child, Jeff showed an early interest in how things worked, turning his parents' garage into a laboratory and rigging electrical contraptions around his house. He moved to Miami with his family as a teenager, where he developed a love for computers, and he even graduated valedictorian of his high school. And in his high school years, he started his first business called the Dream Institute. You see, Bezos pursued his interest in computers at Princeton University, where he graduated summa cum laude in 1986 with a degree in computer science and electrical engineering. And after graduating, he found several firms on Wall Street. It was there that he met his wife, and he became the company's youngest vice president in 1990. While his career in finances was extremely lucrative, he chose to make a risky move into the world of e-commerce. He quit his job in 1994 to move to Seattle. He targeted the untapped potential of the internet market by opening an online business store. He set up his office in his garage. Few employees, he began developing software. They expanded his operation into a two-bedroom house equipped with three Sun MicroStation, eventually developed a test site, inviting friends to beta test the site. Bezos opened Amazon.com, named after the meandering South American river. He opened July 16, 1995. You see, the initial success of the company was meteoric. With no press promotion, Amazon.com, selling books across the United States, 45 foreign countries within 30 days, and in 2 months, sales reached $20,000 a week, growing faster than Bezos and his startup team could have ever envisioned. Amazon went public in 1997, leading many market analysts to question whether the company could hold its own. When traditional retailers launched their own e-commerce sites, 2 years later, the startup not only kept up but also outspaced competitors, becoming e-commerce leader. Bezos continued to diversify Amazon's offering with the sale of CDs and videos, and then in 1998, they became clothes, electronics, toys, more through major retail partnerships. And while many dot-coms of the early 90s went bust, Amazon flourished with yearly sales that jumped from $510,000 in 1995 to over $17 billion in 2011. In 2006, Amazon.com launched this video-on-demand service, initially known as Amazon Unbox or TiVo. It was eventually rebranded as Amazon Instant Video. But in 2007, the company released what they called the Kindle, a handheld digital book reader that allowed users to buy, download, read, and store their book selections. That same year, Bezos announced his investment in the Blue Origin, a Seattle-based aerospace company that developed technologies to offer space travel to paying customers. Bezos entered Amazon into the tablet market with the unveiling of the Kindle Fire in 2011. And following September, he announced the new Kindle Fire HD, the company's next generational tablet designed to give Apple's iPad a run for its money. He said, "We haven't built the best tablet at a certain price. We have built the best tablet at any price," Bezos said, according to ABC News. Buying the Washington Post. Bezos made headlines on August 6th when he purchased the Washington Post and other publications affiliated with this parent company. You see, the Washington Post company for $200 million. This deal marked the end of four generations' reign of the Post by the Graham family, which included Donald E. Graham, the company's chairman and chief executive. His niece, Post publisher, sold it. See, the Post would have survived under the company's ownership and been profitable, Graham stated, in an effort to explain the transaction, but we wanted to do more than survive. I'm not saying this guarantees success, but it gives us a much greater chance of success. In this recent project, Bezos oversaw experimental initiative by Amazon called the Amazon Prime Air, using drones and remote control machines that can perform an array of human tasks to provide delivery services to customers. According to Bezos, these drones are able to carry items weighing up to 5 pounds and are capable of traveling within a 10-mile distance of the company's distribution center. He's also stated that Prime Air could become a reality within a little as 4 to 5 years. He also saw few major missteps with the company when he launched the Fire Phone in 2014, criticized for being too gimmicky. It was discontinued the following year. He did score a victory with the development of the original content through Amazon Studios after premiering several new programs. Amazon hit big in 2014 with the critically acclaimed Transparent and Mozart in the Jungle. In 2015, the company produced and released Spike Lee's Chi-Rock. Can you believe that? The first original feature film. Vizo stepped in front of the camera for a few cameo appearances in playing an alien in Star Trek Beyond, a Star Trek fan since childhood. They say his next venture is having his own plane family, airline, Amazon Airline. Woo! This man is off to bring him to us today, him and Carla. Now, Carla is a little bit more below the radar, but I am super excited to bring to you somebody who is look like us, who simply just put $1,000 into Amazon in 1997 and worth $2.9 million today. I'm super excited to bring to us Jeff Bezos, who decided when his boss told him, I don't pay you to think. Can you imagine? I don't pay you to think. I pay you to work. Now get back in there and work. He wanted to give him this bright idea that he came up. He was super excited. Because you got to think about it now. In 1997, Jeff Bezos, 95, he was only 30-something years old. He was young. So, you know, you're super excited to share a great idea with somebody that you might even look up to. But to have the courage to say, oh, you pay me to think and not work. I mean, you pay me to work and not think. And he decided to quit his job and in his garage with a loan from his parents, he started his own business worth. Did I tell you how much it's worth today? Maybe I didn't. Do you know how much Amazon is worth today? You family on the lifestyle of the rich and not so famous. Well, Jeff Bezos might be a little more famous. $300 billion is worth, Amazon is worth today. The stock is $780 a share. That's what I just looked up before I got online this morning. $780 a share. In 1997, it was $18. Can you imagine if we had just somebody would have told us to put $1,000 in Amazon and today we would be sitting pretty? We might be pretty, you know, financially pretty. So let's talk about money. Let's talk about what does money energy, developing a positive relationship with money. Mastin Kemp talks about how do we develop a positive relationship with money. What is your current mindset costing you? Napoleon Hill said, one of the main weaknesses of mankind is the average person's familiarity with the word impossible. He knows all the rules that will not work and know all the things that cannot be done. Said, I was in New York City with my mom this past weekend and had a short conversation with a woman during our bus ride. She was about 55 years old, used a cane, and was at least 75 pounds overweight. As a result of being hit by a drunk driver several years ago, she told us she was limited physically. I listened to her story and understood her challenge. However, a different story flashed in my mind of Anthony Robles, who won the 2011 NCAA Wrestling Championship in the 125-pound weight division. You see, he was also limited physically. Because he was only born with one leg, but still managed to become a champion athlete and one of the most accomplished wrestlers in Arizona State history. Two people with limiting factors in their lives, yet two very different outcomes. Family, we all have a story. And many of us believe our story defines us, but what really defines us is how we interpret the story of the facts and how we choose to move forward. How do we choose to move forward? According to the National Science Foundation, our brains produce as many as 50 thoughts, 50,000 thoughts today. 95% of those thoughts are repeated daily. Your thoughts become your beliefs, which in turn becomes your mindset, and your mindset governs your actions, which leads to your results. In short, if you have a mindset that limits your potential, then you will likely accept limited results in your life. Be honest. Do you have a mindset that limits what's possible in your life, or one that encourages you to see potential and possibility and move past obstacles? Are you more familiar with the words can't, unattainable, and impossible, or do you naturally see solutions and challenge the status quo? One of our most effective ways to change our mindset is to be honest with ourselves and consider the following question. What is your mindset costing you right now? What is your current mindset costing you? Are you staying in a corporate job you dislike because you convince yourself you're not qualified to do anything else or start your own business? This could be preventing you from feeling excited about your day, finding your passion, and making a valuable contribution to the world. Are you too busy sending your money out and paying it to other people instead of taking a portion of your money and investing in yourself? Are you staying in an unfulfilled relationship because you convince yourself you can't meet anyone else or don't deserve better? This could be preventing you from meeting the love of your life, who respects you and wants to build a great life together. Are you applying to college or graduate school programs, not challenging yourself to reach for the best because you've convinced yourself you're not smart enough to get into a better school? Maybe this could cost you some opportunities, some earning growth, a valuable network down the road. Come on, family. Sometimes it's hard to quantify the cost of having a limited mindset, but they are real and they show up in every facet of our life on a physical, emotional, and mental, and financial, and spiritual level. Is your mindset costing you happiness, good health, time, love, money, laughter, opportunities, or peace of mind? Take a moment and move through the key areas of your life. Do you like your career? Do you love the relationship you're in? What about finances, fun, and creativity, and healthy living? To consider if your mindset is holding you back from reaching your greatest potential, let's think about what is our mindset costing us. Remember, you decide how you think and what becomes a can or cannot. Start asking yourself what's possible and what you really want to accomplish. Let's talk about the top 1% bottom line. Our thoughts are powerful because they create the mindset that we live by. And moving forward, sometimes you need to take a moment to reflect if you have all the eternal resources necessary to be your best. Mindset is one of them. It's time to be aware what your current mindset is costing. People become really quite remarkable when they start thinking that they can do things. When they believe in themselves, they have the first secret to success. What is your mind costing you today? What is your mindset costing you today? Why won't you invest in yourself? The biggest investment we can ever make is in ourselves. We buy everything, we send our money out, and we do all the things but invest in ourselves. And it's so funny how when you decide to make a new move and you want to grow or invest in yourself or start your own business or get into something that you want to do that's going to invest in you or bring you more money, we decide to do other things with our money that send it out. Today, family, what is our mindset costing us? I know that money is a trigger for a lot of people. And it can trigger a lot of emotions. Question, what do you feel when you even hear the word money? What do you feel when you hear the word money? What about a lot of money? Or what about no money? How does it make you feel when you hear the word a lot of money or no money? What emotions does this generate within your body? If you wish to live an abundant life filled with meaning, purpose, and passion, it's vital to master our relationship with money. We don't have to all be millionaires. We don't even all have to be billionaires to be wealthy, because wealth is not about how much you have, but rather how you relate to what you have. If you wish to step into an abundant financial life, it's equally important to examine your relationship with money. There are rules and beliefs about money that can move you forward or hold you back. Now, we think about Carla Hollingworth Johnson. Working in retail, she got an idea from a guy to take $1,000 and invest in Amazon right now. She could have said, oh, okay, and not did it. Or she could have said, like she did, she put the $1,000 into Amazon and kept on moving. Didn't think twice. Do you want a positive relationship with money and create an abundant life? Do you? We have to come face to face with our money stories and our beliefs. We got to come face to face with them, which most of them probably are not true. For years, he said, I held back and kept abundance out, not because an abundant financial life wasn't possible for me, but because the stories, the beliefs, and emotions I had about money that kept it out of my life. See, there's a great abundance waiting for you. There's a great abundance waiting for me. Here's to an abundant, wealthy, happy life. It's time for us to claim it. I know that 2017 can only be different if we change our mindset. We cannot go in 2017 with the same mindset that created 2016. Albert Einstein said that if you want to change a problem, you cannot go in the same problem with the same mindset and try to change it. You got to change the mindset to have a different outcome. Time to change our mindset. Unless you like where you are, then that's different. If you like yourself where you are financially, if you like yourself where you are in your love life, if you like what's going on, then thank you for just tuning in and listening. But if you don't, what is the difference in your mindset that you want to change today? See, one of the things that's really interesting, he said, when I'm able to travel, you know, not long ago, I wasn't able to travel to places like Bali, Maui, or Santorini, or any of the places I've been able to be blessed to travel. One of the reasons why is that I did not have an empowered or healthy relationship with money. I did not have an empowered or healthy relationship with money. And money is a topic that can trigger you. It's a topic that can really set people off. So during this conversation, if you find yourself getting triggered, if you find yourself getting upset, just pause for a moment and see if you can get curious instead of triggered. If you're getting triggered, start to notice, gosh, where am I getting triggered? Because money is a very powerful topic, family. And when you get your alignment and relationship with money right, massive opportunities open up on your life. Come on, family, I'm going to say that again. Let me say that again. Because when you engineer Eddie Ingram, our alignment and our relationship with money, right? Massive opportunities open up on our life. And this is not about being a millionaire or billionaire. This is about you having a positive, empowered relationship with money. In order for us to do this, the first thing we have to really question is well, what is money? Let's talk about that. What is money? Well, money specifically is, all it is energy. Money represents energy and exchange of value. And in life, there are transactions. We transact money and we exchange money for some type of value. That value might be coming on a retreat. That value might be purchasing clothing. That value might be purchasing food and airplane tickets. It might be giving a gift to somebody, but there's a mutual exchange of value and of energy in every transaction. So I want to stop right here and let's think about every transaction that we do with our money. The one thing that I remember from the richest man in Babylon, how much of the transaction or the value or consideration that you send out through circulating your money do you make sure that some of that money is invested in some kind of way that it will bring you back some kind of return on your investment? Some of us invest in MLMs, multi-level marketing. Some people, I've heard a quote by one of the richest men in the world at this time. He's not this year, back in the 80s, he said that it is better to get $1,000 from 100 different people than to do it yourself. That's why multi-level marketing was a very profitable. But they said it creates the most millionaires than any other business. When you go through the Millionaire Mind Intensive Workshop, they talk about passive income and residual income. Family, we got to start thinking about passive residual income. How are we investing our money? Are we investing in stocks like Carla Hollingworth Johnson? She took, in 32 years old, she took $1,000 in 1997, invested in Amazon. What are our thoughts about investing our money? How are we sending our money out? Of course, there are things that we have to pay in order to keep our lives sustainable, which are lights, gas, phone bills, and different communication, things like that. But what portion of our money have we set aside to say, I'm investing in me? They say African Americans are the biggest consumers in all cultures. They say we spend billions and billions of dollars every year, but we have less ownership in anything in the world. Spend billions of dollars on weed, but we don't own the hair. Not many beauty salons are owned, or not beauty salons, where you buy beauty supplies, are owned by us. And not that money is about a black or white thing, I'm just saying, because it doesn't matter what race you are. I just want, because most of us are African American on the line, I just want us to think about more opportunities to invest, more opportunities, whether it's in stocks, whether it's in some business that you want to create for yourself, whether it's an MLM, or whatever you decide for yourself, what are you creating that you're investing a portion of your money into that's going to bring you a return on that money? That's something I want us to think about. That might be something you might want to do new and different. $1,000 is probably hardly nothing for all of us to really think about. In 1997, she invested $1,000, $18 a stock. And it rolled the waves with Jeff Bezos, even though she didn't even know who he is. So in order for us to really have a powerful relationship with money, the first thing we have to do is question, what is money? We know money is energy, and it represents a value in exchange for every transaction. But do we think about how we send our money now? And if so, have we built up our money story or money paradigms? We were told by someone growing up, maybe money doesn't grow on trees. We live in a scarce universe. You got to work really hard, and you know, to barely earn a living or whatever it might be. You really got to ask yourself, what is my money story? So when you think about money or maybe not having enough, what are the stories that you tell yourself about why you don't have it? Maybe teachers aren't supposed to make money, or maybe people like me aren't supposed to make money, or maybe rich people are mean, or whatever it might be. Really think about, or maybe money is the root to all evil. That's where a lot of us in our religious communities have been taught. It's easier for the rich man, for the camel, to get through the eye of a needle than the rich man to get to heaven. That's really a thought process that can be really scary. Because for a lot of Christians, we live to go to heaven, but we don't live to live on earth. We don't think about what is the rules and really the real rules that God wants us to live on earth. Now, God said when he created us to live an abundant life. Why are we so inundated with things when it comes to money, when it comes to our own Christian spiritual belief? Did you know money is spiritual? Because money is just another form of God's love in our life. So think about it. Is it your Christian thought values that is causing you not to have enough money in your life? Think about what's your money story, and then try to tap into the underlying emotions below that story. Usually it's a feeling of sad, powerlessness, anger, something like that. But when we think about our money story, we can heal our money story, because when we begin to heal our money story, then we can begin to use and circulate and invest our money in ways that can bring us a return on our investment. That's called an ROI, family. What's our ROI? What's our return on our investment? So here's the spiritual truth. We live in an abundant universe. We live in a universe where there is more than enough. We will never run out of air. Try to go up to the beach and count how many pebbles are in the sand. We live in a truly abundant universe where energy ebbs and flows, and then we have to be able to open ourselves up to receive money. If we want to be able to get paid well for our services, we got to open ourselves up to receive money. Now, think about this. Carla LeVoe Hawkins said this on her prayer line last night, and I thought it was powerful. She said, there's no respect of a person. She said she had an amazing Thanksgiving and all the wonderful things she was sharing on her prayer line last night about what happened in her life. And she knows she wasn't only the one, because she knows God was not a respecter of a person, meaning that God didn't just bless her. She knew that God had blessed other people, and they had a story to share too. So when you think about people in our community like Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, Carla Hollingworth Johnson, Jeff Bezos, and all the other people that I've shared on the lifestyle of the rich and not so famous, Robert Smith, who is the richest African American man in America right now. What am I saying? When we think about Oprah coming from a poor black hills of Mississippi, Tyler Perry, I use them a lot because they come from he came from New Orleans, down in a place where he was homeless. And if God is not a respectable person, then what is it that Oprah, Tyler, Jeff Bezos, who comes from a teenage mother, his mother was 16, trying to figure out her life with her son. What is it? Now, I'm not saying we have to acquire the success level of Tyler or Oprah, but if they can come from zero to billions, if we just made the halfway mark, we're doing good. You know what I'm saying? So what is the mindset that it takes? So when we really get down to our story, it really gets down to limiting beliefs and limiting story. Am I telling myself about why I can't have what I want? What's the underlying negative emotion? And how is that fueling my inability to receive? I cannot receive it. I'm not worth it. I'm not valuable enough. And then on top of that, how can I add proper value to the world? Because profit and money in exchange, really profit is a byproduct from adding value to the world. But let me say this to you. Do you understand, if we just understood how valuable we were just because we are? When we look at Carla Hollingworth Johnson, who we talked about today, all she did was took $1,000 and invested in Amazon, and she was $2.9 million, almost $3 million today, just from that investment of $1,000 in 1997. So if we can get really clear that we are valuable and we're worth it, and I'm just going to be honest, I know a lot of things that I lost because of the feelings of not being good enough through the years of my life. See, if I had understood what I understood today, if somebody would have just been in my life and told me and said, Janine, you are worth it. There's so many places I was in that people wanted to help me and move me to places, and I could have been on top of the world, probably the President of the United States. Only my lack of self-confidence kept me from the ability to receive. I was in one of the top computer programs. I was the number one computer programmer in a program that they had sent all these high school students from all around the high school. But my butt dropped out of high school and dropped out the program. I see the teacher one day. He comes up to me that was in the program, because I was the only one who figured out the programming. And IBM wanted to hire me. He was like, what's up? I wasn't doing a doggone thing. I made up all the stuff I was doing. He knew I was lying because I could tell in his face. But I was too busy running the streets doing nothing. Until one day I said to myself, you're too smart not to have a high school diploma. You're not getting a GED. I said it to myself. Wonder why the adults in my life didn't say something to me. Why didn't they say, Janine, what you doing with your life? Nobody said nothing to me. So one day I get up, I go back to school, I get my high school diploma at night school. Then I say I'm going to go to college. And then I talk myself out of it because my caregiver at the time, I went to go to Silas Purnell to get to go to college. And I was getting ready to go. My caregiver told me, you went in there and tried to seduce him and blah, blah. And she made me feel so bad that I never went back to go see how to go to college. I just tell you, family, young people need somebody to direct them. And we got to stop pouring negative energy into our young people's minds and remind them they can do anything and everything. Because if I just had somebody who would have said, Janine, girl, and snatched me off the street because I had a brilliant mind, I still do today, but I'm just saying. These young people need our support by just reminding them how great they are. I remember going from one place in pillar to post, and people, you know, it's interesting because what people do is they talk about you. Girl, she ain't doing nothing. She just going to have 50 babies. She going to do this and this. Instead of saying, you know what, she needs some help. Let me see if I could reach out to her. I tell you, family. What is our limiting belief today, though? We're never too old. When we look at Colonel Sanders' Kentucky Fried Chicken, I'm sure a lot of us can cook way better chicken than Kentucky Fried Chicken. But look, he took 1,067 no's. He was in retirement. He was getting a Social Security check. He was almost 70 years old, homeless, because the little shack that he had, the eminent domain to build a highway, and they knocked down his shack, and he became homeless, so he lived in his car, and he had a Kentucky Fried Chicken recipe that he wanted to sell, 1,067 no's before one person said yes. But look at all the Kentucky Fried Chickens today, the number one chicken fast food place in the world, all because he had an idea, and he didn't let his age stop him. So if we really get clear on the fact that we're valuable just because we are, what do we want to do today? Coaching, teaching, what service? How can I just develop my relationship and plant my money? How can I take the value that I want to add to the world and put myself inside that structure that allows me to be properly compensated for what I'm worth? Are we being paid what we're worth? Are we in places where we are not being paid what we work? Can you imagine Jeff Bezos, the man said, now he's getting paid, compensated well. But the man told him, I don't pay you to think, I pay you to work. How can we look at our money stories and limited emotions to keep money out? How can we look at that and how can we change it? Because we have so many people, so many entrepreneurs, so many business owners that provide massive value to the world, but their own money paradigms, their own money stories really allow them to not receive the true abundance that's coming to them. And on top of that, it's important for us to invest, save, not a hoarding mentality from a lack, because hoarding, where you're living for the future, is also where lack really perpetuates. Because money in abundance flows, it gives and it receives, it ebbs and it flows. So when you allow yourself to invest in yourself, when you allow yourself to invest in yourself, when you allow yourself to invest in yourself, when you allow yourself to be a conduit for that flow of giving and receiving, all of a sudden you find more energy and more money coming into your life. So the question for you is this: how could you add more value to the world? How could you set yourself up in a system that allows you to receive the proper abundance for your value? What are your limiting money stories and beliefs? How can we start to transform those into empowering beliefs, empowering stories? These are powerful questions that can massively shift our relationship to money. And remember, money is energy. You deserve to receive that energy. You deserve to invest and give that energy as well. That is the energy. That is the cycle. And when we cut off the receiving, we cut off the giving. The energy blocks. So really make it your entire intention to open up and allow yourself to be within the ebb and the flow of the energetic financial exchange in your life. My deepest wish today, my deepest desire today is that we can take action and make it real that in 2017, I can hear testimonies. Ring, ring, ring. Janine, girl, my money story. Tough. I'm on top of the world. Ring, ring, ring. Janine, 2017, I'm on top. Money flowing, travel, fun, fulfillment, ring, ring, ring. I just started my new business, and I am on top of the world. I found my new love life, whatever. That's what I want to hear in 2017. That's my goal. That's my deepest wish for all of us, my deepest desire, that we can remove financial fear and insecurities, because most people in this right now moment are feeling so much financial fear and insecurity because of what's going on in our political system. It's at an all-time high. I talk to people and they feel strangled by their lack mentality and fear of not having enough. But let me tell you, when you raise your self-worth, you raise your net worth. Now, let's get that straight. Your net worth don't equal your self-worth. But when you raise your self-worth, your net worth will raise. Abundance begins with a mindset. And lack thinking reflects in our bank account. We got to clean up our thoughts. And see, I don't want us to wait till January 1st and start writing those, what them things called? I can't think of it right now. When you write them things down and you, this is a resolution. When you write down your resolutions, I don't want that. I want you right now, in this right now moment, on this very new day, that we can start where everything is washed away and begin to change our lack thinking into more than enough thinking so that our bank accounts will always reflect more than enough. Because once we begin to understand that energy is currency, and when your energy has an essence of abundance, you greatly increase your capacity to receive more abundance. Yogi Van Zandt said it best. You can run after wealth and glory and glamour, but it will run after you, providing you are an open channel. Let me say that again. This is a quote from Yogi Van Zandt. He said best. You can run after wealth and glory and glamour, but once you change your mindset, I'm adding that part, it will run after you, providing you are an open channel. Let's, family, let's work together. And let's bust through those glass ceilings that we've created, that lack mentality. Let's rev up our creative capacity to exchange and receive financial abundance. I want us to play full out. I want us to live a life that can raise and shift our mindset to a miracle mindset around finances to raise our self-worth and our net worth, family. Today, family, if money is the inner game and life is the inner game, then we got to change the rules that we've been playing by, family. And I say we, not just you, we. Financial freedom and money miracles is our goal. Freedom, fun, and fulfillment. Experiences, family. Let's do it together. I'm super excited. I love you all. That's my message for today. I'm super, super excited. I hope you had a phenomenal Thanksgiving. I hope that it was all that you wanted to be and more. And I pray that as we move through the rest of this year, that we can change together and become financially free in how we move through life. Any questions, comments, or concerns, you're welcome to star 6 on a teleconference line. And if you are Blog Talk family, press the 1.
Your No King is here. Who that? Good morning. Good God morning. How's it going?
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning, family. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Just wishing everybody excellent of excellence. And your message is just so powerful. I give thanks. There's two things that cross my mind, and I kind of want to throw it out there. One of the things is I like it when you say, you know, it's time to change the rules of the game. And I appreciate that, and I believe that's real. But you know what kind of ticks me off is actually the side of me that tells me that, you know, are we really playing the game? Because sometimes I look at life as not being a game at all. And I'm like, we need to change the rules, period. So I'm trying to figure, should I really look at it as whether a game or not a game? Is it easier to digest it? Because if I say it's a game, it's easy to digest and then restructure things. Or should I really look at it and say life is not a game, just change the rules and the hell with everything else? I just kind of want to throw it out there.
Yeah, and you know what? What's so cool about life is we get to choose how we want to think about it. If you want to throw the game out, throw it out and change the rules. If you like what's going on in your life, do what you do and keep doing it. So you get to do it you. That's what's so cool about life. You get to do your thing. And so if it's the game that you don't like, then throw the game out and do it your way. Because ultimately, your world is about you. So you don't have to call it a game. It's semantics. But there's something we all have to change in order to get to where we want to be, whether we call it a game, whether we call it whatever we want to call it. Think about, when we think about Carla Hollingsworth Johnson, she took $1,000 in 1997, invested in Amazon. Today she's worth $2.9 million. That's the kind of life I want us to have. Those are the kind of choices I want us to make. I want us to be a magnet for the flow of allowing money to flow in our life. Jeff Bezos, working in a company, somebody tells him, I don't pay you to think, I pay you to work. He decides to quit the company and start his own job because he wants to give them an idea that can change the dynamics of how we buy books. This man said, I don't pay you to think, I pay you to work. He quits. He opens up in his garage, Amazon. And today Amazon is worth $300 and something billion today. That's the studying I wanted to see. We don't have to worry about whether we want to call it a game or not. If you decide that's not what, that's cool. Because at the end, it's the goal that I want you to focus on. Where does King want to end up at? Where does King want to be at the end of the road of his life? How does King want to leave a legacy to the world? And that's the real.
Yes.
That's the real question, not whether it's a game or not, but the real question is what is the legacy King going to play or lead to the world when he decides that it's time for me to get off this planet? I done everything I can do. I done showed people how to change their mindset from a poverty to abundance. I done showed them how to create a life of understanding, how to use their spiritual gifts and talents. That's the real question right there. What is King going to leave for a legacy? You know, we got your book coming out, The Power of Choice, but what else will King do?
Glad you mentioned that. I'm going to Arizona with Reverend Val with a spiritual retreat. So please, family, keep me in prayer so the transformation that I'm expecting is going to manifest. So when I come back, I can go ahead and knock some things down, out the park, and make it what I envision, because I'm really tired of the way these things are, and it's time to change. And I'm tired of sitting back looking at it and not doing nothing about it.
Okay.
So I'm changing the game straight away.
Changing it.
Thank you.
But the first place to change is how we're sending our money out. That's the thing you got to first think about. Tina, one thing that I wanted to say to you, even last time we were talking, something just wanted me to say, and I'm going to say, you got to invest in King. If you want to change the dynamics of how things are flowing, then you got to change how you invest in King. What are you doing to invest in King? What's your ROI? What is your return on your investment? That's the things you want to think about while you're in Arizona meditating. How are you going to start putting a percentage of your money for your return on your investment? Whether that's putting it into a business entrepreneur idea, is it investing in a stock, whatever it is. Whatever it is for King, because it's different for each and every person. But what is the real ROI for King, the return on your investment? How are you going to really develop the relationship that you want for money? And let me just tell you all this. We all seek to find the answers outside of us. And there's no potions, no lotions, no magic spells, no nothing that can change your relationship with money but you. You are your magic spell. You are your potion and your lotion. Now, don't get me wrong, there's rituals that people do, and their work, and their potions and lotions and all that stuff may be great, but at the end of the day, the only thing that makes a potion, lotion, and ritual work is you. You are the answer to every question. You are the answer to your money situation. You are the answer to everything that's going on, because everything is an inside job. And if you want the answer, you don't got to spend money to go places to find it. It's in you. It's in you, in you, in you, in you, in you. Family, make a different choice today. Invest your money. When we was in a Millionaire Mind intensive workshop, the one thing they talked about is residual income. Investing in stocks. Having a portion of our income that we have set aside that can do some of those things that bring us money back in return. King, thank you for your thoughts today. I appreciate you. King's philosophy.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
My love. Anybody else want to make a comment? All right, family, I just want to remind you today.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. You
hey,
next. Go ahead, Claudette.
We've got two people.
Okay. No, I was just letting her know that I opened her line.
Okay, I'll be brief. All I want to say is that this is a perfect message to set off this, you know, last month, really, of what you're going to do. And
mm-hmm.
The acknowledgement that you must work now. Don't wait. That is one of those under-earning things that keeps us from having that, and that's the procrastination. So thank you for getting me on the right path this morning. Love your family. I'm complete.
Love you too, Claudette. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your moving to bring us the vision of Sister Home more and more every day.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. All right, Rosa, your line is open.
Good God morning. Janine, you are so right. You know, you can pay, for my experience, I have been trained by the best. I've done many, many different workshops, gone many different places, prayed, meditated, and done all that. But until I actually feel that it is all in me, which I have come to, that I don't need any more training, I don't need to pay anybody else for anything else, it's all inside yourself. You can do all that, but if you don't take the first action to do something, and sometimes it does take a sacrifice, and you have to be willing to do that sacrifice. I commend people who quit their job and focus in on what, and sometimes it's not about the money, it's about the action that you take. I know I have a fantastic idea, and it is worth investing the time in it. You know, to move out of my house, to get into a place where I can use what monies I do have to invest in what I need to promote my product, to get it out there. I have to be willing to take that chance. And yes, we do have bills to pay, but you can eliminate some of those bills. Cut off the cable. go to a landline as opposed to a $100 cell phone business. I mean, cell phone, you know, do things that you don't really need that are actually just hindering you and putting your money where there is no return. You know, I have to define what can I live without to live for more. You know, you have to make that decision, and I've decided to make that decision. So it's the actions that you take to do what you desire, what your heart is looking for. It's that one next right action that you have to do. Not anywhere outside of yourself. Nobody can give it to you. You can meditate with the best. You can spend your money to do all the retreats. But what would it look like if you actually had the money to do all the things that you want to do, to be trained by the best after you have already made your product feasible? That one book that you're holding on to that you still think ain't right, stop it. Publish the book. Use the book as you're going to your product. You know, you got an idea, do it. Put it in front of somebody. You don't know how to do it, there are people out there that can. Ask for some help. I have an app that's in my head that everybody needs. I need an app person. I need a person who knows how to make an app. You know, so put it out there. Those are people out there. There's a way to do everything that you desire. You just have to come with that next right move. Thanks for sharing. And Janine, you are amazing. You give so much information. Inspire people to make that next right move. Have a good God day. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you for sharing, Rosa. Don't forget, Rosa J, meditate till you levitate. She's on forgiveness. Forgiveness opens our prosperity. Forgiveness opens our prosperity. Make sure you tune in every morning. She's not like the Love Journey. She on every morning. She consistently gets on every morning to remind us this 21 days is about forgiveness. So just call 929-477-2887. And guess what, family? She's on Blog Talk. All right, now. She's doing it on Blog Talk, family. All right. Thank you so much. Again, the number is 929-477-2887. And I'm sure she'll be posting it so we can listen to it today. Yes, yes, yes. Go to meditate till you levitate, and you will find Rosa doing the forgiveness 21 days. All right, family, any more questions, comments, and concerns, push 1 on Blog Talk and star 6 if you're on this beautiful free conference line. Let me know what you want to talk about. Let's talk, let's talk. All right. Thank you, Claudette. Thank you, Key. And thank you, Rosa. All three phenomenal comments. And I just want you all to know, King, I appreciate you, and I pray you had a great time with Reverend Val in Sedona. It's a very spiritual place, I heard. I've not been there, but I heard it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I hope you have a beautiful time there. And I know you had a beautiful time with your family. And I know all of us had a phenomenal time with our families on Thanksgiving. And y'all know this is my favorite time of the year, so I just want to play my little Christmas music. All right, and as I remind you all, family, you all are a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember, family, choose love, because love is a choice. And remember, family, remember, not just dream, but live your God-sized dream. It's time to dream the dream and live the dream, family. Let's live that doggone dream that's placed in our heart. Family, let's play full out. Let's keep steering this butt together. Yay! I'm so super excited to kick steering this butt. All right, we're going to do it. Let's see. We're going to play something for the mind set, and then we're going to play Will You Be Mine by Kim. The mindset behind success.
What do you want out of life?
I don't know. To be happy?
To be happy.
I want the American dream. I want to be happy.
I am the only problem I will ever have. And I am the only solution. I am the only problem I will ever have, and I am the solution.
Well, I mean, positively and negative. I mean, you attract. Now, you know, not just what you fear, you attract what you feel, what you are, what you attract.
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
on your mind. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
exactly.
The law of physics. I don't know how anybody can disagree with that. Ask any physicist, they'll tell you that it's true.
I become what I think about all day long. And once you know that what you think about is what expands, you start getting real careful about what you think about. You don't allow your thoughts to be on anything that you don't want or that you wouldn't want to have manifest or show up for you in your life.
You know, I believe in the law of attraction, and I believe that that you can speak things into existence. And I believe that when you know where you're going and you know what you want, the universe has a way of stepping aside for you.
You have to understand, you are a man.
It's our intention. Our intention is everything. Nothing happens on this planet without it. Not one single thing has ever been accomplished without intention.
Einstein's most famous quotes, he said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. Logic will get you from A to B, but imagination will take you everywhere.
I think my imagination has always kept me going, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, just imagine myself collecting awards. Just imagine myself, you know what I mean, getting big parts. Imagine myself working with the greatest actors. Everybody can imagine themselves, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what, actually, yeah, I could see myself, you know, being an influencer in clothes, you know what I mean? Because I can make that happen.
You got to understand something about like attracts like. If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
You are a magnet. Whatever you are, that's what you draw to you. If you're negative, you're going to draw negativity. You're positive, you draw positive. You're a kind person, more people are kind to you.
This is the law of attraction, man. You have to, in the struggle, you know, when things are going good and you visualize these good things happening, you visualize more good things happening, that's easy. What's not easy to do is when things are going bad and you're visualizing the good stuff.
That's what freezes people. When you're trying to figure out your life all the way to the end, when you can't figure it out, it freezes you from trying it because you go, oh, well, I can't figure that out. Oh, I can't go over there because I don't know how. You don't have to know how. You have to ask, believe, and receive.
Don't allow anybody else's opinions. Don't allow what it says on the internet. Don't allow the research. Don't allow what anybody out there tells you is possible or not possible for you.
There are many ways to get the things that we want for ourselves in our lives. But basically, it all begins with how we choose to think.
I visualize, I'm sitting here holding the steering wheel, visualizing a brand new car, and visualizing good things in times of struggle. And that when you can do that, I think that really makes that law of attraction work. I think it really attracts to you more.
I very often watch a lot of young people sort of meander around without any idea about why they're doing what they're doing. I mean, to want and to be ambitious and to want to be successful is not enough.
To want to be successful is not enough, family. All right, family, this is Kim. Will you be mine for Christmas?
snow. I can be a little fire, we can break it down like Eskimos. Simply stated, there's no place I'd rather be. It's Christmas time for you and me, girl. Spread love, peace, and joy throughout the world. While every little boy is trying to find something for his favorite girl. Yes, baby, your Santa Claus is on his way. He'll be keeping you satisfied Christmas Day. What can I do to make your dreams come true for Christmas?
For Christmas.
What can I bring to make your heart sing so you'll be mine for Christmas? Had a Merry Christmas, babe. Hey, girl.
There'll be jingle bells for you and me. We'll snuggle by the Christmas tree. A celebration of green and gold. We'll sing along to Nat King Cole. Good tidings to all and to all good cheer. I just wanna know my baby's here. Keeping me warm all through the night, yeah. Got an angel by my side. What can I do to make your dreams come true for Christmas? What can I bring to make your heart sing tonight so you will be mine?
Anything.
All I want is the joy you bring.
I'll give you my heart wrapped up in a bow. La 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 la, all the way we go. Girl, it's Christmas when I'm loving you. Yeah.
What can I do,
hey,
to make your dreams come true for Christmas?
Be mine for Christmas. What can I bring you, girl?
Oh.
I want to make your dreams come true so you'll be mine.
I want to be yours.
Will you be mine, babe?
Yes, be mine.
Oh, for Christmas. Have a Merry Christmas, girl.
You
think you're bad, don't you? I know you do.
You said anything?
God give you anything.
Be mine.
All right, family, I love the Christmas season. And that was Kim, Will You Be Mine on his Christmas CD. Yes, you've tuned into The Love Journey, and I am Janine Ann Ingram. And I love you, and I want you to have a happy, happy holiday. Yes, and have a great two-day. I want you to enjoy it. May it be filled with love, joy, happiness, success, and lots of value and money. Yes, I love you, family. Have a great day. See you in the morning on Two Turned Up Tuesdays.